Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. We continue with the Oh My God series from The Drunken Cyclist, a blog on WordPress, and here is part 17. In part 16, I had just finished dinner with Oh My God, and in a brief but memorable moment of complete, utter stupidity, I asked him if he wanted to get an after-dinner beer. Moments after we sat down, we were joined by Mr. Personality and Grumpy, and the former had just asked us if we would like to smoke cigars. I cringed as Oh My God accepted the cigar nonchalantly, almost as if Mr. Personality had been there moments before and briefly left to buy cigars at Oh My God's behest. I was quickly yanked away from my angst, however, when Grumpy asked to see the menu that I was inexplicably still clutching. It turns out the two of them had spent most of their time since they had arrived in town at a bar with a few Australian graduate students, and they never got around to eating. Seeing that it was now just a few minutes shy of 11, I expressed my doubts to the duo that the kitchen would be very keen on producing much in the way of gastronomy, but I would certainly ask when, if, the waiter returned. Much to my surprise, a few minutes later the same waiter that witnessed Oh My God's hacking episode returned to our table. Clearly he could not foist us upon anyone else there working that night. It also seemed clear that he was not happy about the situation. Unlike his counterparts in the U.S., it had nothing to do with any lack of potential tip. Although any waiter that saw a 50-year-old man sit down at his table at 11 o'clock at night in full cycling regalia, including shoes, gloves, and helmet, would have to be a complete moron if he thought he was going to get a decent tip. In France, as well as most of Europe, waiters do not live on tips. The French word for tip is pourboire, which literally means for a drink. And it is just that, a bit extra so that the waiter could buy himself a beer after work. No, most French waiters see themselves as professionals and actually take pride in their work, and this waiter realized that our table had the potential to make his life a living hell. Sadly, I knew I was about to make it worse. I asked the waiter if there was any way that we could order a meal, even though I assumed that the kitchen was either already closed or certainly well along the way to that end. Here again was an inherent difference between the two cultures. Yes, I am lumping Canada and the U.S. into one culture. Anyone who denies this is kidding themselves and is most certainly Canadian. In the U.S., the restaurant would almost invariably have something that could be served in order to squeak out a little more cash. In France, the emphasis is more on the way of life, not on maximizing profits. The chef has a family waiting for him, as do the sous chefs, dishwashers, all down the line. There is also much stronger support for the rights of the worker in Europe, and closing time usually is not negotiable. Therefore, I was not all that surprised when the waiter looked rather shocked, disturbed, even offended as he gave me the, "Are you out of your imperialistic mind?" look. Not deterred, I pleaded with him to ask the chef if he could possibly throw together a salad or even a cheese plate. I pulled every card I thought I could play. I pointed out that we were cyclists and had been riding hard all day. Joked that we were in the Tour de France, though this was undermined by the clients who no one would mistake for serious cyclists, but just about every French person I encountered used this same joke in some form when they found out that I was part of a bike tour. Finally, I played my wild card. Ils sont fous, ces Américains. They are crazy, those Americans. It is a refrain that is commonly heard in French, one which appears to have traveled the route from funny to cliché to irreverent. I thought I saw the beginning of a smile, But this guy kept true to his Gaelic ancestors, stating that the kitchen was closed and there was little that he could do. When he came back 4 minutes later with napkins and place settings, I realized that the chef was French to the core. There is only one trump, as far as I can tell, when it comes to protecting their way of life, proselytizing that way of life to others. Of course, they would throw something together. It would be inhumane to allow someone to not experience French food. So why all the histrionics by the waiter? Like the conductor back on the platform in Paris, he wanted me to know that there are rules. He expected me to follow the rules, but he had no intention of enforcing the rules. All this time I had ignored Oh My God, which is a fatal mistake if there ever was one. I had noticed out of the corner of my eye that he was still attempting to light his cigar, and it was not going well. I saw him toss away several matches as he was unsuccessful in getting his cigar lit. After the waiter brought out the table settings and it was clear that food was on the way, I turned my full attention back to Oh My God, since, after all, he was literally dealing with fire. He had already gone through what seemed to be about a dozen matches, and there was barely a scintilla of evidence for his labor. He was clearly determined to get it lit, though, as he kept lighting matches, followed by sucking on the cigar as if he had just resurfaced after being submerged for several minutes. To no avail. On about his 16th match, a couple of attractive women came up to the table, greeting Grumpy very warmly. It turned out being two of the Australians they had met at the bar earlier. After a few moments gawking at the attractive blondes, I instinctively swung back to Oh My God. As he was attempting to light his cigar, he allowed this 17th match to burn all the way down to his fingertips. He quickly flicked the match away, but not before it singed his fingers, which he immediately began to shake violently, accompanied by a high-pitched shriek, not dissimilar to the sound a cat might make if someone jumped forcibly onto its tail. The still-burning match traveled about 2 feet to the right and landed directly in Grumpy's lap. Neither Grumpy, who was busy talking to his two interlocutors, thinking he somehow had a chance with at least one of them, nor the two women, both of whom were startled by the blood-curdling shriek, noticed the match land squarely between Grumpy's legs. As if watching a hotly contested tennis match, I turned back to Oh My God, who was oblivious to the trajectory of the match, as he was busy stuffing his fingers into his mouth while still managing to emit a considerable amount of noise. Mr. Personality started to snicker, almost as if this was what he had hoped for when he offered Oh My God the Cuban cigar. I sat there a bit stunned. I was not entirely sure if the best course of action was to chastise Oh My God once again for his outrageous antics, or to simply keep my mouth shut. I was loath to alert Grumpy, since saying, "Grumpy, do you realize that a flaming match just landed in your crotch?" would probably kill any remote chance he had with either of the buxom ladies from down under. Instead, I decided to ignore the entire episode. After all, it was still technically my night off, and instead focus on my own cigar. For a moment, I thought I was emulating Oh My God, but when I saw him start to pick his nose with one hand while trying to light his cigar with match number 18, I realized I was out of the woods. Mr. Personality handed me a cigar cutter and was having a difficult time not erupting with laughter. He motioned that Oh My God had not cut off the end of his cigar, which now made his futility more understandable. After I cut my own cigar, I was about to pass the cutter to Oh My God when there was another loud shriek. If I were not looking directly at him, I would have been sure that Oh My God had once again burned his fingers trying to light the uncut stogie. But it was not he that screeched. It was Grumpy. He quickly stood up and was staring down at his crotch. The match that Oh My God had tossed away apparently lit Grumpy's napkin on fire. Grumpy's mini harem started to scream as Grumpy frantically tried to pat out the fire. Mr. Personality could no longer contain himself, and he burst out laughing. All the commotion even grabbed Oh My God's attention. He calmly picked up his glass of water and made a direct hit on Grumpy's crotch, effectively dousing the tiny flame. As Grumpy tried to assess his private area, his khaki pants now appeared as though he had an accident of an entirely different nature. His two female friends, perhaps realizing that they could still escape this train wreck virtually unscathed, quickly snuck away. Just then, the waiter returned with Grumpy and Mr. Personality's dinner. He glanced at Grumpy's stained pants with a look of horror, and I thought for a moment that he was going to turn and run back into the restaurant, finally having enough of us crazy Americans. Yes, half of our quartet was Canadian, but given the events already transpired and the well-earned reputation of Yanks abroad, I am certain he considered us all as coming from the good old U.S. of A. Instead, he placed the plates down in front of the intended diners. While I imagined that the kitchen would be able to throw something tasty together, I was nonetheless surprised by the composed salad of smoked duck and foie gras. Let's face it, the French think they are at the top of the heap when it comes to cuisine, and I would be a fool not to agree. Mr. Personality seemed genuinely pleased, and I am sure that Grumpy would be as soon as the shock of the recent events began to recede. Oh My God had returned his cigar, still unable to get it lit. He had come to the end of the matches, however, which meant that I would not be lighting mine any time soon either. Once he failed again with his last match, and when he realized that he had gone through the entire box, he turned to me and said, "How do you say matches in French? I need to ask the waiter for some more." Without hesitating, I told him I had no idea. Please let me know if you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening. And next week, we continue with part 18.